Hello and welcome to another episode of the EFICO podcast, our community of learners who are hungry to be more effective at what they do and to improve the productivity and result of their teams and organizations. My name is Omagbiche Baro and I am your online EFICO. In today's episode, we'll be switching gears to the world of sales. What you need to do to show people around you the unique value that your products and services offer to them and to influence them to purchase your products and services. Selling skills are important for survival in all human endeavors, but many people are very afraid of selling and will try anything to avoid a job that requires them to sell. They fail to realize that finding the right spouse, raising your children properly, getting your research proposal approved, convincing your boss to invest in a new piece of equipment, and even motivating your employees to do their work properly are all practical applications of selling. Indeed, we are all selling even when we do not know that we are. Let's take a short break to get a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor. And when we come back, we will explore this subject of selling and particularly the skills for writing a winning sales proposal.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. One of the most important competencies for success as a sales professional is your ability to communicate your product or service effectively to prospects, to connect with the prospect's needs, and convey all of these in a well-written and persuasive sales proposal. You see, if your sales proposal does not adequately capture the attention of your prospects, they may respond by filing it alongside other hundreds of proposals they receive, or even consigning it to the trash can. By understanding and incorporating a number of important elements of a winning sales proposal, you will no doubt enhance the quality of the proposals that you write and increase your chances of closing the sale. So, what are these important elements of a sales proposal? The first, amongst others, is a statement of the client's needs. A good proposal should start with a statement that explicitly mentions the needs and concerns that your client should have regarding your solution. It's like a problem or a challenge statement. You see, by connecting with the client or the prospect's challenge or need, your proposal strikes a valuable chord with the client. Once the client or the prospect agrees with the problem or the need that you have identified, their interest in reading your proposal increases. So it is absolutely important that you start your proposal by clearly stating the problem that your product solves and why that problem is important and why that problem should be solved. Let's take, for example, we have a product called the LD Planner, the Learning and Development Planner. And the problem that it solves is that it automates a long and cumbersome process of identifying the learning needs of employees in a company. The LD Planner can cut this process from as long as 2 to 3 weeks to barely 2 to 3 days. Now, that is a problem worth solving and a product worth buying. In addition to the statement of the client's needs, you should summarize the solution. Summarize your solution that meets this need or overcomes the challenge that you have stated, and use the opportunity as early as possible to ask for the business. Using again the example of the LD Planner, it helps at this stage to capture the competencies of each job. It helps managers to evaluate the competencies of their employees and identify their learning needs. And then the training and the HR managers can easily spool a report showing the different employees who need specific trainings. So that would be the summary of the solution. Thirdly, it's important to show the expected impact of your product or your solution. Use the concept of a before versus after analysis to show the expected impact of your solution. The idea is to demonstrate to the prospect what will happen when they use your product or when they implement your solution by comparing it to where they are currently. You see, the difference between the before and the after is the value that your product or your solution offers. This should connect with the prospect's conditions of satisfaction, which you had determined from your research and your previous conversations. So, for example, before you used the LD Planner, you would have had to have sent multiple emails, collated responses on Excel sheets, and you would have spent at least 2 to 3 weeks on a manual process of creating an annual training plan for your organization. With the LD Planner, now this is the after, there'll be no need for spreadsheets, no need for multiple emails and paperwork, and you will complete your annual learning planning process in at most 2 to 3 days compared to before, where you were doing it in 2 to 3 weeks. Then you must also show the details of your solution. You can now provide details of your solution, its features, its benefits, statements of proof, your track record, your methodology, your approach, the ingredients that you would use to execute the solution, the timelines for implementation, and even your costs. Here you go into details, for example, now about the LD Planner. You can mention organizations that have used it, what it costs, and all the requirements to set it up. Closely related to that, your proposal should also speak to the implementation plan. You should describe with some detail what it takes to use the product or to implement it, the things that you are going to do as the company, and likewise, what you expect the prospect or the client to do, and the time frames for these things to take place. Using the LD Planner as an example again, your proposal can state that we would create a demo for you as a client and a handful of your colleagues to test and see how the LD Planner works. So the first step of that implementation process is to run a demo of the LD Planner. Finally, you should ask for the business. Ensure that you end your proposal with a clear call to action that asks for the business, that provides details of next steps, that thanks them for their time, for their attention, and that provides your contact information as well as leaves the door open for a follow-up. So we've explored a number of key elements of a good sales proposal, starting with the statement of a client's need, the summary of the solution, the expected impact of your solution, the details of your solution, very important, your implementation plan, and of course, at the end, when you ask for the business. So this is a really simple framework that you can use each time you need to write a sales proposal. There is a lot more to selling success than just writing good proposals, but it's a great place to start to increase your confidence and your capabilities regarding selling. We have a variety of courses on sales and marketing available at www.onlineefico.com that you can take advantage of to improve your selling capabilities and confidence. Now, if you have enjoyed this episode of the Efico podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like Apple, Amazon, Google, Podbean, Spotify, and others where you typically listen to your podcasts. Remember, there is absolutely no need to keep this a secret, so please share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues too. Until next time, my name is Omagbishe Baru, and I am your online Efico.